We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One time, I remember I came out to the estate, right?
Yeah.
I went down the end of the park and saw that all my friends were out. This is obviously in the days where, you know, you'd knock on the door and call for your friend if you were going out. It was just the done thing. I remember going down and being like, that's weird. They didn't call for me.
Oh, right? No.
I'm kind of going, oh. And then later on, then after we stopped playing, I don't know, football or curbs or rounders, one of these.
Yeah.
Take your pick. I just said to one of the lads, I was like, probably it was just an oversight, but why didn't she call over to mine? And then my friend goes, oh, didn't want to call to you because he said you'd make us pick up our litter. And I was like, sorry.
It's your favorite queers back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo!
Well, only just welcome back. It nearly didn't happen.
I'm not Grandmam.
We were nearly locked out on the streets of London.
Now, you're wearing the same clothes since the last record, Stinky.
So you know.
And a week has passed. No, I'm wearing completely different clothes.
So it's obviously we're recording back-to-back episodes today, but Kevin...
Are we? I thought we wanted to give the illusion that we're not.
No, you always want to. And then Kevin always goes to me...
Your hair still looks shit.
Kevin always goes... My hair looks nice, by the way. Like,
I don't think it does.
I know. I think it's gorgeous. It's giving...
Unkempt?
Unkempt, yeah. But like, that's a good thing, no?
Is it? I don't think so. Anyway, look.
Anyway, right. So Kevin does this thing.
You have a pretty face. You have a pretty face, kid.
Kevin does this thing. If we're recording back-to-back episodes, after the first episode, he'd be like, I'm going to change my top and like kind of look at me, like expecting me to go, yeah, me too. And I'm like, oh no, I'm grand. I'll just wear the same clothes because we're recording back-to-back.
But then when you look at the teasers on our Instagram feed, I'd like to give a bit of variance, you know
but
what I mean?
No,
vary it up.
No one's going to look at the teaser and be like, oh, they're wearing the same clothes, it's the same day. And also, who cares if it's the same day?
Well, in years to come, when they're looking over our body of work, and if there's someone, you know, putting together an archive of what we've done,
I want to
put on a bit of a show for them. I want them to, you know...
Yeah, but they'll think I'm an eco-friendly queen because I'm doing all the same clothes.
Just because I'm changing the top. I'm not going to have to buy one before every new record.
You told me you buy a new...
No.
Jumper
no.
every new record.
Do you know what I did?
That's
I did a no
machine.
Spend January.
What?
I did a no spend January.
Well, that's just your tight.
No, but I did buy this. We must get back onto the story then about
how we didn't
end up recording.
What did you buy?
I bought this. Is that horrible? Is that horrible? Is that horrible?
That may be.
That's the worst thing I ever bought, isn't it?
The worst thing you've ever bought in your life. Show it to the camera.
Show it to the camera.
This, you were coming for me.
I know.
So Kevin's bought.
This isn't mumsy. This is Kitsch Girl.
No, this is manky.
It's awful.
It's given Oliver a bonus. It looks like you got an Oliver Bonus, and that says it all. So it's a mug, but it's a
half. Well, we can kiss the Oliver Bonus club goodbye.
It's a half.
And I obviously like the stuff.
It's a half mug. And then there's it's in the shape of an owl. And then there's a pouch in the front.
Which because apparently owls are marsupials, aren't they?
Where you put your bickies.
For the bickies.
But you wouldn't put a bicky in there at all.
It's
not fit for purpose.
Yeah, well, you know what I put in? You know what does fit in? A Trek bar.
You know, where did Trek you get bars. It? It's chipped and everything.
I got in Morrison's. I was just being crazy
it
one night.
It looks like something you'd get in Morrison's.
Because I was doing like a no spend, Jan. So like I wasn't going into any shops. I wasn't going into any...
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You obviously had to spend money in January.
No, but like
so
unnecessarily.
You got no coffee out in January.
No, I mean unnecessarily. That's necessary.
Unnecessarily. So you didn't spend money unnecessarily, but you bought an owl shaped mug.
And not just those. Look at us like that. Glitter straws. So. I got them in the same night.
But do you know the definition of a no-spend January?
I know. No.
I'm now holding glitter straws and the ugliest mug I've ever held in my life.
You know what? It is an awful ugly mug. I used it
it's
once.
Disgusting.
Actually, we're
Show
doing a giveaway, girls.
Show to the cam. Now, the glitter straws are giving cam. They're giving faggot in the best way possible.
Yeah, they're giving glittery fag.
Yeah.
And that's my favourite type of fag, is
now,
the glittery
one. Can I have one for Tess?
I was going to say, would we give them all to Tess?
No, she only needs the one.
What colour?
No, she has. Don't she has now? She has one of those Stanley cups. It's off-brand though. She has an off-brand one.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, you know who else has one?
Who?
Molly Ward got one for Christmas, right?
That's
and I went
brilliant.
I went to see the panto.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I went to the stage door and I was, you know, seeing our Molly girl giving her flowers.
Yeah.
And then one of the kids like in the panto was like, oh my God, you got a Stanley dupe, right? And I was like, it's not a dupe. She nearly flattened the girl.
Molly fighting with a child.
It was so funny.
But yeah, this is disgusting. And you can never come for my mumsy mugs. And
I know, it's horrible.
My mug was chic Portuguese. And your one...
It was just Portuguese.
It was something like that. And then this is...
I hate it.
This is giving... I can smell the sweatshop off this.
It's awful, isn't it?
It's not one bit artisanal.
What doesn't make sense, the front part.
No, because it's not a kangaroo.
I don't know. I hate it. I used it once and I regret it. I was literally like...
It's also
annoyed.
A half a cup. So you get no tea in it.
Yeah, there's no tea in it either. Also, it's kind of awkward to kind of drink from.
Back to the story is that this record nearly didn't happen because we went to a cafe at lunch, which was a bit far away because we had to meet a client there. And we got an Uber there.
We didn't have to meet
a client. But Kevin told me we have to say... That we had to meet a client there, so it doesn't look like we got an Uber to a cafe. But you just wanted to bring me to a nice cafe.
I was also saying for the tax return, we could have expensed it if we said we were meeting a client.
No, we could have gone expenses
working
anyway.
Lunch.
Yeah, working lunch. We sent a few emails when we were there. But Kevin wanted to bring me to a cafe, so we got an Uber there. But he left the keys to the house in the Uber.
Which I never do. I feel like when I'm around you, I'm a bit silly brain.
Love that though, silly goose.
Yeah, we're kind of silly geese together, aren't we?
Silly goose era. But we got back and Kevin had to climb in the window of his house.
Which I did with grace and style.
Yeah,
right? I think you're leaving that bit out.
Yeah.
Like really, we're saved. And the only reason you'll be getting on your flight tonight on time and the reason you'll have a passport in hand. Now, obviously I caused it.
Yeah.
But secondly, it's
you
because
saved it as well.
I'm so limber and nimble.
Yeah, you did, to be honest.
I actually, and also, tell him about
what?
My arse.
Oh, it looked great.
It looked great in the window.
I have a video. I'll post the video around
Patreon.
The time of this.
Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to be on Patreon.
Don't you want the more people to see the bum, though?
We'll do a teaser for socials.
Okay, quick
to get people to sign
up
to the Patreon.
Okay, to see full...
I actually kind of slipped in. It's actually almost scary. I say all the neighbours were locking the windows after being like, how do you get in so easy?
As you were doing it, I was like, would you take up cat burglary?
Well, I think, you know what? I love the idea of there being lasers. And me being in the cat suit.
And giving Britney Spears toxic.
Very that.
Yeah.
Where's Tyson Beckford?
Would you not? And hop on the back of the motorbike.
Yeah, and go, vroom, vroom, bitch.
The behind the scenes, though they used to do making the music video.
It was making the video, wasn't it?
Or something like that.
Yeah.
On MTV. And I used to watch the toxic one religiously.
All of them were great.
And I remember there was always, she was like, okay, we're going in there now. And there's only going to be one person and a skeleton crew because I'm doing the naked scene. And they didn't show that in
what
the making of. because you know when she's in all the crystals.
Oh yeah, the crystals.
Yeah,
crystals.
That is such an iconic music video.
That music video is amazing.
So yeah, maybe like try burglary and see if you get on.
One thing we failed to mention was the ordeal of getting the keys back.
I've
not
never
here.
Seen. I think I've seen you stressed. Right, we've had a lot of stressful scenarios in our friendship over the years. This is the most stressed I've ever seen you.
What were the other stressful
trying to get
scenarios?
The keys back? I don't want to mention
it. I don't find our relationship stressful.
No, not our relationship, but we've been in stressful scenarios.
Yeah, but fun, right? Look how much they've prepared us.
Now, was the chicken sandwich worth the two Uber trips and you climbing in a window? It was really nice.
Yeah, it was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
They were doing say the name. It's already, it used to be my little secret spot.
Do you know what
I... it's after getting too busy.
What I'm realizing over the past few conversations we've had about like restaurants and stuff, you want a gatekeep
a lot.
Yeah, you're loving a gatekeep these days.
Because, like, TikTok has been the spoil of the London food scene.
Okay.
Honestly, because you have a spot, right?
Yeah.
But there's a reason places are called, oh, this is the best kept secret. There's no such thing as the best kept secret anymore, because the next day there's a TikTok about it, and the day after that there's a queue around the corner.
I know, but, like, isn't it great for the people running the business?
I think this crowd were doing pretty well before.
Okay.
And now it's unmanageable. And also, like, I mean, the gang who work in front of house are still getting paid the same amount. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so they don't give a shit.
It's only the big dogs cashing in.
Okay, fair
enough. Really, you know what I mean?
Okay, so more gatekeeping this year, girls. You heard it here first.
Yeah, more gaslighting, gatekeeping, and girl bossing.
The 3 G's.
In 2024. They're the only 3 G's I care about.
Brilliant.
And
God. Amen. Moving on.
Give it up to the man that's good.
Right, so let's get into the theme.
Yeah, what is the theme? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The theme for this week is, we're going to have to get a drum roll, because now that we're holding the mics in our hand, it's hard for me to do the drum roll at the same time. And you know what? It's never been a drum roll. Because this is a drum roll.
Well, there's different types of drum rolls, presumably.
But this isn't a drum roll.
From the very first instance when you started doing it, I took issue with
the type.
Yeah.
But is it our trademark?
Well, it's not mine.
But have we made what's it called? What did they call that in advertising again? Jesus is all gone when I left the biz. What's it called?
You're out of the game when too long.
Like, you know when like you associate a sound with a brand, that's called something.
Onomatopoeia.
No, but it's a very fun name.
Oh yeah.
Can I Google it there quickly?
Google it.
Sorry, girls, it'll be worth it.
Like, would be Coca-Cola, is it?
Yeah. Why'd you nudge me like
that? And then Bomb Chicken Wow Wow would be Lynx.
Yeah, remember that? We need to do an advertising.
Give me another example. We actually could do an advertising app.
Who's going there? Phonic Mnemonic. It's a phonic mnemonic, girls. It's a phonic mnemonic, and that's the name of the app. It's a phonic mnemonic. How fun is that to say?
Yeah, but give an example.
It's a phonic mnemonic.
That's the next single.
Lady Gaga.
Phonic mnemonic. Phonic.
Phonic. Mnemonic.
You're never going to be able to spell mnemonic. Mnemonic, let me give you a hint. It starts with an M.
Oh, wait. Okay. Phonic.
Yeah.
Phonic.
M-N. E. That's yeah, mnemonic is a catchy one. It starts with an M.
A phonic mnemonic, yeah. Helps build connection between sounds and letters.
Yeah, I know what a mnemonic is. This is obviously just some like advertising jargon.
That's what they was called anyway in the agency.
What's your favorite mnemonic?
Give me an example.
Like Richard of York gave battle in vain for remembering the colours of the rainbow.
Oh, never eat shredded wheat.
Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Naughty elephants drink water. No. What's that?
What's that?
Naughty elephants. Shoot water. Naughty elephants shoot water. They don't drink it.
Neds. Yeah. Me, what's
normal Neds? Elephants drink it. The naughty ones shoot it. what are we doing? Oh yeah. Orphonic mnemonic. That's wrong what I was saying earlier, but like the drum roll. It's like a trademark sound of ours.
Because I would say our phonic mnemonic is like woo, or it's girlies. But that's not really a sound, that's a word.
Woo! Yeah, it's woo. Yeah, okay, cool. Woo! Right, anyway, the theme for this week is...
I can't believe that all happened.
Nepo babies.
Alexa, play Waving Through a Window from the Dear Evan Hansen soundtrack.
Sung by a Nepo baby.
Oh yeah, that's why we picked it, because Ben Platt's a Nepo baby, apparently.
And also...
No, shh, 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 shh.
Spotlight.
I've been wanting to sing the song.
You have to pretend like your hand's in a cast.
I love to slam on the brake.
On the brakes.
Before I even turn the
turn.
Key. Watch me, my eyes.
Okay.
Made the mistake.
No, you have to look out over the audience.
Before I lead with the worst of me. No, it's going to be a build. I'm going to look down and I'm going to bring it to the gods.
Okay, fair enough, yeah.
Shh. No slipping up if you slip away. Nothing to share. No, I got nothing to say. Step out of the sun if you keep.
Yeah, good. Hurt. Look out into nowhere.
Step out of the sun because you've learned. On the outside, always looking
dancers.
In. Will I
dancers.
Ever be
circling
more
in.
Than I've always been? Because I'm tapping on the head voice. Waving.
Yes.
Alexa, stop.
If you haven't seen Dear Evan Hansen.
I haven't seen it. I know all the music, but I haven't seen it.
Press pause on this podcast. Go watch it and come back.
What's it on?
Spoiler alert. It's I don't know what it's on. I think is it on Netflix? It's on Netflix, I think.
It came out the year I was graduating from Performing Arts College. And let me tell you, all the schools were insufferable. I remember, first of all, a guy in our school got his hands on the sheet music because he knew someone in Broadway or some shit like that. And he was like, I'm after getting the sheet music for Dear Evan Hansen waving through a window. We're like, all right, okay. You know what I mean? And then at MOVE it that year, let me tell you, there was a lot of freaks going around in a horizontal striped blue and navy t-shirt, chinos and a cast. A lot of the schools decided to do it.
Really?
Yeah, they were all doing that or You Will Be Found. Now, I also
gorgeous.
Love You Will
yeah.
Be Found.
But even in the film, the way they do like that whole scene when he goes viral is so good.
Oh, is it?
So, like,
I haven't seen it. I must
so
watch it.
Also, when I was in the Philippines, me and Jose went to a drag queen night in Manila and we didn't know it. But it was going to be the best night of our lives.
It was all musicals, wasn't it?
It was musical theater themed.
No,
and
I would have thought that would have been your nightmare.
No, you see, I love musical theater songs. I hate musical theater people.
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah.
I love musicals. I love musical theater songs.
Yeah.
I just hate people who like musical theater and people who work in musical theater because they're fucking insufferable. So. That's my struggle. So when it was drag queens performing the musical theater, I was having a laugh because all the MT heads weren't there. It was just the gays.
Okay, can I stop you there?
Yeah.
I'm not even, like, if we're talking about Venn diagram, right?
Yeah, there's an overlap.
It's not just an overlap, baby. Those circles are on top of each other.
It's an eclipse.
It's a total eclipse.
No, but basically, anyway, you want to open the show. Forget what she done, but it was like giving a good, I don't know that musical. It was like a B-side musical, right? And then...
Tell me, I'll know it.
Next thing, the drag king comes on and...
What did the drag king do?
Dear Evan Hansen, that song.
Oh my God.
It starts on them.
Are they singing live? Or are they're lip-syncing?
Like,
yeah, but
show.
Some... It's a drag show as if a lot of drag kings and queens don't sing live.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be.
Some of them are great.
No, lip-sync. Jinx Monsoon, get on the lip-sync. Off Broadway.
Jinx is
I'm
fabulous.
joking. No, but anyway, he starts off, and it was the production for me. It was brilliant. I was like nearly crying, and like it was just the commitment. It was beautiful. Like the whole show was amazing.
Yeah, you were sending lots of clips to me, and I got very annoyed because I was like, "Oh, I'd appreciate it more."
I was having a great laugh.
But you, I said, "What was the opening number?" And you said, "Oh, it was a B-side."
Yeah, I was. She was brilliant, though. Her. And then who else? they did Eponine.
Les Miserables. Lovely.
They did Hamilton.
I actually went to see Sam Tutty in Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York or something long-winded title like that, right? Before Christmas. He originated the role in Dear Evan Hansen in London, right?
Okay.
Fan. I'd never saw it. I never saw Dear Evan Hansen when I was in London. Fantastic. This show was... Oh, fuck.
That's the keys from the Uber. Kevin is apologizing to the Uber driver, but this Uber driver doesn't know any of the story.
No, babe. No, I'm saying sorry because he's obviously been trying to contact us for ages. Look, I bet you've messaged on my 2 missed calls.
Oh, okay.
I knew it because he'd never come to the door.
Okay.
So I said sorry. And also, him outside me, step out of the sun if you keep getting burned.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're going to have to tip him.
No. But anyway. Went with no expectations of what it was, didn't know anything about it, didn't do any research. And I very nearly cancelled last minute because I found out that it was on in Killin Theatre, which is in Kilburn. It's just a bit of a trek. It's like an hour to get to. And it was cold. It's December.
Okay.
And I was like, look, let me just go. Went, had the time of my life. It was really exceptional.
And what you learned from that, girl, is travel to the shows.
Travel to the shows.
Travel to the shows.
Travel to the theatres.
And if you're in the Philippines, go to the drag bar. Just message me. I'll tell you what one it is if you're ever there. If you're ever in Manila, I'll send you there.
Anyway, the reason we use Ben Platt singing Waving Through a Window is because Ben Platt himself is actually an example of a nepo baby.
And you know, some people think that he's overrated, but I think he's brilliant.
I think Ben Platt is fantastic.
Yeah.
What other songs?
Who are his parents?
Well, I don't know. I think he's like a writer or like a musical director or something like that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
See, right. I've been doing a bit of research on this, right? Because the researcher hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
We hired a researcher.
But we'll introduce you to her. We'll introduce you to the researcher. Yeah.
We love her, right? So I was doing my research. Found out, first of all, nearly everyone's
a nepo baby.
A nepo baby.
Yeah.
And then in instances like Ben Platt, right, we'll say, where his father is involved in music. Like, he obviously grew up around music.
So he's going to be good.
You know, there's probably a piano in the gaff. He's probably singing. His dad was probably taking him to loads of shows.
Yeah.
He was just so exposed to it. Like, and it's resulted in a lot of talent.
You see, I don't know where you lie on the nepo baby thing, but I don't mind.
I'm mid nepo baby.
I don't know. I don't mind if someone's a nepo baby if they're good. Like, if they're talented, I don't care that they're a nepo baby. For example.
Yeah, I think I'm the same.
So Ben Platt's one, right? He's good. I will never be like, he doesn't deserve that. Because I'm like, he's still good. Yeah, he got way, it's way easier for him to get there. But like, it's not like he's bad. You know what I mean?
I think the thing is, if you're not a nepo baby, to even make a break or to even get a shot or given a chance, you have to be exceptional.
I know, yeah.
Nepo babies just have to, not now again, Ben Platt's not a great example. We started off really strong with the nepo babies. Yeah. But like, there are other nepo babies.
Let's talk about
just love the word nepo baby. Yeah,
let's talk about shit nepo babies, like ones that like are famous and doing really well for themselves, but they're not that talented. Zoe Kravitz. She's stunning, like, but she's not really a great actress.
I don't really think I've seen much of Zoe Kravitz's stuff.
No, you told me you thought she was shit yesterday. So stop trying to be nice on the podcast.
I didn't say she was shit. Also, I have to be careful because I was...
Because you're friends with Lenny. Why do you have to be careful?
I've been sat opposite her in a restaurant before.
So
we kind of... There's a proximity there.
Okay, so,
I have to be careful.
So your besties.
No. I don't know if she's exceptional. I don't know if she's shit either.
I didn't say she was shit. You did you yesterday.
I didn't say she was shit yesterday. I haven't even seen her in movies. The only thing I've seen her in is when she was playing that, like the winged character in the X-Men. That's Zoe Kravitz.
That's Storm. That's Halle Berry.
No, babe. No. I'm talking years later. Another a different one.
Oh, new X-Men. No, I know her from, she played a role in Fantastic Beasts.
You know, was she in that as well?
Harry Potter series, yeah. And she was a bit hammy for me.
Yeah.
Now, would I murder you to look like her? Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's stunning.
I'd kill you in cold blood to get to look like Zoe Kravitz.
Right, so this is the other thing I want to get at, right?
Yeah.
I reckon a lot of these people are also doing well enough for themselves or are getting opportunities because they're gorgeous. Also, the reason they're gorgeous is because you're taking the man, well, the money one, but also you're taking a gorgeous man, you're taking a gorgeous dad, they're riding, the jeans are great. In Ireland, you know, Ireland's so tiny, we're all nearly inbred. But you know what I mean?
Not obviously, a sweeping statement.
No, but you know what I mean? Whereas you're taking one gorgeous person and another gorgeous person in Hollywood and you're mixing them together, of course you're going to get good genes.
But you're also just assuming just because someone's rich, they're pretty. Like, nepo babies aren't always gorgeous.
A lot of the time, babe, they are. Or else they make themselves gorgeous.
Yeah. You can like, yeah, because you have money.
Like, I didn't know that Pierce Brosnan has two kids who are both like working models. Guess what he called one of them? Paris Brosnan and Dylan Brosnan are two of his sons. They both work as models.
There's so many nepo models, though.
But they all are, because the whole thing about being nepo babies is because they have famous parents, and like the parents a lot of the time are famous, yeah, because they're actors or whatever. But they also made a break in Hollywood because they're probably good looking.
I don't think it's genetics. I think it's money, really. Like if you look at Gigi Hadid, she didn't get, but she wasn't born like the way she looks now. She got all the surgery.
Nah, Gigi Hadid was there was a level of that that's genetics.
No, it's not. Look at her before.
I don't think I've ever seen it before.
Like she just had got loads of surgery. Like no, I'm not shading her. Like she looks gorgeous, but like
Gigi Hadid before.
But like she wasn't born like that. Like, oh no, I'm on about Bella. Gigi was born like that.
Ah, babe, she's just someone who was a kid and she grew into it.
She didn't. Are you telling me that that's the same? She before and after there, she didn't have numerous tweakments done to her face.
I think she's still very, very pretty on the left. Like she looks like a gorgeous girl.
Yeah, I'm not saying she's ugly.
It just sounds like you're putting women down.
Shut up, I'm not.
Now, I will say, girls, if you want to make yourselves instantly hotter, get the eyebrows raised up.
No, but she's borderline Asian fishing there with the fox eye lift.
I don't know what that is. I'm so sorry.
Do you know when you get the fox eye, so they put a they pull up your eyes, so it's a bit more like.
But babe, no, look, it's the eyebrows at a slant.
Okay,
girlies, draw the eyebrows in at a slant. You heard it here first. It's the fashion trend of 2024. If it's good enough for Bella, it's good enough for you. Also, the reason that we're starting to talk about this again, because in one way, it does feel like we've not moved on from the conversation, but there's already been a lot of talks about the nepo baby industry because all kind of came out in lockdown. And after lockdown, people were seeing, you know, kids shacked up with their parents. And they were like, oh my God, is that their parents? No wonder they're successful. There was a bit of that. And then Vulture came out with that article that they were literally listing all the nepo babies. The thing is, right, with the nepo babies, like you said, you're like, oh, I don't mind if they're talented.
Yeah,
is that
exactly
what you said?
I don't care if they're talented. Yeah.
If they're talented, right? But also, that and they also, for me, they need to acknowledge the fact that they have a bit of a leg up. Some people are like, oh, no, it's because I'm doing this and I really worked hard and I did this. Yeah, but babe, even the reason you're able to give this a go in comparison to the average Joe Soap is because your parents have the bob, so you're not even having to work the part-time job and you're not having to do the waitressing and you're not, you know, they can probably get you seen in front of the casting director.
You completely need to acknowledge that you're a nepo baby if you're a nepo baby.
If you're a nepo baby, acknowledge the nepo baby.
Who was good at acknowledging it? Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus probably, but there was no not acknowledging it for her.
Sure, her dad played her dad in Hannah Montana.
Yeah. And that was one of the reasons we started the conversation again was because obviously, Miley Cyrus won a Grammy the other night for...
Yeah. Miley, if you're listening, we're so proud of you.
Yeah, love her. And also, I thought she looked fucking fierce.
She looked so good.
She looked fucking fierce.
Fierce work.
She looked... Look, I've actually retired the term fierce a bit,
Not anymore, we're bringing it back, remember?
Is fierce one of the ones we're bringing back?
Yeah, fierce and work.
I can never remember.
We're bringing back everything.
But she's fierce.
She's fierce. Oh, I love the kiss.
Isn't she though?
She
looked fierce, and the hair, and I love that she like acknowledged the gay team around her. She was like,
I also love that she was fangirling when she came off, not because she was winning the Grammy, but because Mariah Carey.
Because Mariah Carey presented the award.
Yeah. She's like, she was a bit insufferable for a while when she was doing the bangers phase. I didn't like her then, but I love her now again.
What's bangers?
When she was doing her bangers era, and she was like, she had the short hair.
Yeah. And she kept doing this.
When she was sticking out the tongue and she was twerking on anything that moved. Like.
Yeah, she kept sticking out the tongue, didn't she? She kept doing this.
Yeah, whereas I'm loving...
You went through that era too, though. That was your Miley era.
Yeah, kind of, actually. To be honest, maybe I didn't like her because she was holding up a mirror to me. But I'm loving her now again.
Loving Miley.
Yeah.
And
also...
She's a person who I think does acknowledge it.
Also, I think, Flowers, fair enough, deserves the Grammy. But what really deserves the Grammy... was Fly on the Wall.
Don't you wish that you could be a fly on the wall.
That's a sneaky little creepy little.
Also that Bob Mackie dress that she wore.
That was hot.
Deserved.
But like, I know Cher kind of put Bob Mackie on the map, didn't she? But like, as in she wore all of his bits.
As in, like Bob Mackie used to always dress her, yeah.
Yeah, but like we need more Bob Mackie on stage because he just makes the best gowns.
I'd be a bit into fashion. I would know too many fashion references. But girl, if I'm presented with a Bob Mackie gown, I'll go, that's Bob Mackie.
We know a Bob Mackie when we
see
one,
we know
a
Bob Mackie when we see one,
don't
we?
So Bob, if you're listening, we are going on tour this year and we want two fresh Bob Mackie outfits, please.
Also, when I was researching the nipple babies, I was actually overwhelmed and flabbergasted and astounded by just how many there are. I do think like Hollywood is built on
nepotism. Oh, 100%.
And that's why afterwards I was kind of like, okay, actually, and I know I love the boy already. I was like, Paul's doing his own thing.
Yeah, fair play.
You know what I mean? I was like, he's nearly like keeping the integrity of the industry.
To be honest, a lot of the Irish actors like aren't from like. Which, yeah, we have a few like, but there's a lot of them who are quite self-made.
Yeah, Barry Keoghan, self-made.
Yeah,
I know there's obviously other examples, but one thing I just couldn't get over was the level. There's actually so many. Like, did you know Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah,
that there's a Robert Downey Sr.
Well, the name kind of suggests that.
I know, but I was like,
Did Robert Downey Sr. like famous person?
Famous person.
Oh,
that's what I mean. Like, did you know that Robert Downey Jr. was a nepo baby?
No.
Yeah, his dad was, again.
Give me some nepo babies there.
Okay.
Do you know one that like really shocks people? And I don't know why. How do I know so much about her? Tracy Ellis Ross.
I love Tracy Ellis Ross.
She's
right?
So funny.
I never knew she was Diana Ross's daughter until I did my research.
There you go.
Realistically, when I heard the name Ross, I should have put the two and two together. You know what I mean? Also, did you know that George Clooney?
Is he?
Nepo baby. He's the nephew of American singer and actress Rosemary Clooney.
Oh.
Yeah.
You see, it's all about who you know, girls.
Hailey Bieber. Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah, but I didn't really. Also, Lily Allen.
Well, I knew Lily Allen as well.
But I didn't know that.
Like, that's why in her career, everyone was always like, she's going around, she's like this spoiled brat, and she's like being all like, fuck this, fuck that. And then everyone's like, but you're a stinking rich girl. She's all like,
and you're wearing trackies.
Yeah, you're like cosplaying as poor. Like that's
why do I like Lily Allen again?
I love her as well. I think it was like the way she dealt with a few things, and like I just think she really handles herself really well.
Yeah, I'd say she's a cool mom as well.
Yeah, she's a cool.
And she's going out with that fella from Stranger Things, who I like as well.
And she's like, to be fair to her,
she's married to him.
Like I know she has famous parents, and like they definitely gave her a kick start, but she's really good songwriter. I went down a hole one day on
TikTok.
No, was it TikTok?
It was, babe.
It was YouTube, actually.
YouTube Shorts, yeah.
Because the attention span isn't long enough. But basically, like, when she started on MySpace, like, posting her songs, like, when she done The Smile, like, that's the first kind of, like, she kind of defined the genre.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then The Fair is brilliant.
Fair is brilliant, yeah, absolutely. Fair.
Yeah, the one, Alfie, so good.
Didn't she tell Jamelia to piss off?
They
or
were
fighting. Like
they were scrapping. Yeah,
they were fighting on Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think Jamelia wouldn't let her daughter listen to Lily Allen's songs.
I don't know. Anyway, she's a nepo baby.
Like, take the example of Brooklyn Beckham, right?
Yeah.
Brooklyn Beckham is like the epitome of it, because it's like, not to be rude, but there isn't, from what I'm aware of, doesn't seem to be any real talent. Like, he's good looking.
Yeah.
And he'll try his hand at anything, and he'd be like, "Oh, I'm a chef, or oh, I'm a photographer," and it's all kind of shit.
Yeah, he's shocking.
But because they're a nepo baby, if they're shite,
yeah,
they're still just famous because they're the children of famous people. And like, it's like there's no stakes or there's no loss.
Yeah,
if they fail,
it doesn't matter. They
just go on holiday.
That'd be lovely.
I know, I'd love that.
Now, I was like I was like thinking,
yeah,
would I like to be a nepo baby, right? And then I was like, obviously, yeah. Because it'll open so many doors.
Yeah.
But like, wouldn't it be really annoying as well if you weren't talented, or like if you were like trying to do your own thing and then always being compared to your parents, or like always like all of your like achievements being like, oh yeah, but that's just because your mom and dad.
Yeah, completely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'd be like, oh, but like, I feel like I worked hard. You know what I mean?
There's an element of that, isn't there? And
yeah.
I think even within yourself, without people even saying it, you'd kind of struggle. You'd be like,
you'd feel like you're always like, oh, I didn't achieve anything in my life kind of vibe.
Or well, you'd just be questioning yourself. You'd kind of be thinking, oh, is that good? Or is it just good because I'm so-and-so's daughter? Or is it just, like, is this actually raw innate talent? Or is this like me getting a leg up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? I'd be riddled with self-doubt.
I'd be riddled with self-doubt. I think I'm happy not being a nepo kid.
Like, if you want to go on a smaller scale of inheriting skills and defining that as nepotism, I think I give good advice because both my parents were psychiatric nurses.
I pick a fabulous birthday card because my mum worked in a card shop. Like, my mum has always been like, you get someone a nice card.
Yeah.
You know? Also, the card industry, no matter how online the whole world has become, right? card game is still going strong. People are still sending birthday cards. I've gotten like some of those e-cards before. They don't hit the same.
They don't hit the
just
same.
Just a click, you know what I mean? No. If anything, I'm taking... I still love the excitement of that letterbox going and getting a card on my birthday, opening it up, and and I'll read it. I'll read the verse, and my mom has passed that skill down to me.
How long?
How long
do you keep your birthday cards for before you throw them away?
Not too long anymore.
But do you feel guilty throwing them away? I always do.
I always have a moment, but then I'm just like, look, we have to keep it moving.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. We have to keep it moving.
But like, I used to keep them, and then I'd be cleaning my room a year later, and I'm like,
I keep some cards.
Like if they're good ones.
If they're good ones, or like I do keep most of the ones from my mom and dad, or the ones now from my mom.
Okay,
I would keep them. Yeah, my mom. That's again because I know that my mom goes to town
and she does the good
picking
one.
Them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, but you see that now we inherited some skills from our parents.
Absolutely.
But we didn't get a leg up. Like they didn't. Like my dad was never like, even to the point where like. He wasn't like, I'll get you a job. Like I
never got that either. I would have liked a little part-time gig.
Loads of my friends, like their dads or their moms would get them in somewhere.
Yeah.
But I had to get my friend, shout out Carol Hickey. Carol Hickey had to get me Nepo babied via him because his dad was a chef in the Montanelli Hotel and he's the one who got me into
Is
the
Is that how
wash.
You got in?
Yeah, so my friend, he was in my school, like Carol, asked his dad, he goes, is there anything going in the pot wash? And then that's how I got in.
I would also like to quell the rumours now. I have no affiliation or relation to Peggy Toomey's of the Cold K. You know what I mean?
Is there rumours?
Well, we're of the same surname. We're both Cork.
I'm also...
So there's no nepotism there.
I have no affiliation to the Kirby Building Company in Ireland.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. There were rumours rampant, and I think it was after my time in the school. In secondary school, everyone used to say that I was the principal's son.
Why?
Well, one, because I was a nerd, but then there was a picture that ended up on the school journal, and to be fair, I can see why the rumor started. This is the picture.
Why do you have it on your laptop?
Well, I knew we were doing an episode on nepotism.
Okay.
I love the pic of me, my principal.
Just to remember where I came from.
That's me after I got... Now,
oh my God, you're twins.
First of all, fighting for life.
Yeah.
Hasn't had any sign of a vitamin.
No. You aren't surviving on coconut noodles that year. But he is your dad.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. No, he doesn't look like my dad at all.
No, but like...
But we could be... It's because we're both string beans there.
Yeah, and also the teeth and the ears and stuff.
Yeah, I know. I know the teeth and the ears
and
as
the
well.
Chin.
And but look at that, like the shirt. Like,
no!
Now, have you ever seen someone like... have a tie on them that looks too big for them. Like, how does my tie look too big for me?
It looks like you're wearing
famished.
Your brother's hand-me-downs. Is that, are you?
Oh, no, I think I did. I think I just shrunk. I couldn't eat.
Okay, because you were so stressed.
So stressed.
Now, roll with me on this one.
Yeah.
Doesn't it kind of look like your principal's face is my face mashed with yours?
Yeah, kind of.
Doesn't it look like that kind of, like he has my eyes and my nose and then he has your
and one of the
else.
Chickens from Chicken Run.
What?
You know Chicken Run?
Yeah.
You know those chickens?
If your principal listens to this, he's going to be bawling crying.
Why? Because we're ugly as sin, is it?
You're saying he looks like he's a chicken from Chicken Run.
I said an amalgamation of you, me, and a chicken from Chicken Run.
Yeah.
Or like Wallace and Gromit, like one
oh,
of those.
Yeah, yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what about if we turn our attention to Irish soil? Do we think it is as commonplace in Ireland? Because I know the examples we've been using thus far have been people getting a leg up into Hollywood.
Well,
but
if you look at my family, the Bonos, what's his surname?
What's his first name?
Is his surname Bono?
What's Bono's name?
You think I know my dad's surname?
What's Bono's real name?
Paul David Houston.
It's just Bono.
Okay, but his name is...
Like Cher.
Paul David Houston.
His real name is Paul David Houston.
So, obviously, there was those rumours last year that I had to come online and address that everyone was saying that Bono was my dad because his autobiography...
You looked the same or
we
something.
We looked the same. But it really was just an Irish man wearing an earring. And people just was like, is that you, PJ? I was like, no, it's just a pure Irish head up on him.
Yeah, Irish heads.
And he had a hoopy earring.
That's the thing. In one way, maybe we're all... guilty of nepotism or culpable for it because I think we're all a small bit related in Ireland. I know I'm kind of going on this angle that we're all... But when you think about it, it's such a small island.
Yeah, but we're not all incest cousins. That's such a weird thing to be projecting out into the world.
But I'm not saying all of us, but there's definitely a lot of close bloodlines in Ireland. There would be, wouldn't there?
Well, I caught my friends from the Philippines anyway. Breaking that cycle. But yeah, so are you on about my sister, Eve?
Because he has a daughter, right? She's a famous actress.
Yeah, so what's her name? Eve Houghton, is it?
Eve Houston.
Is that the surname?
Houston, yeah.
Yeah, so she played the youngest sister in Bad Sisters.
Bad Sisters.
I thought she was really good in that.
Thought she was I thought the whole cast was fab.
Brilliant.
Special shout out to our girl, Sarah Green.
I loved her in it.
I loved her in it as well.
She's so good. And she listens to the pod. Well, you, sir. then I followed her and I was like, oh my God, I loved you in Bad Sisters. She was probably like, okay, stalk or block. You know what I mean?
So I don't think I've seen anything else
by
her.
That's the only one I saw her in and I thought she was brilliant. I
thought she was very good.
I actually didn't know she was Bono's child until the whole Nepo Baby thing came out and she kind of started making jokes about it being like, I'm a Nepo Baby, yeah, what the fuck, I don't care.
Oh, she's acknowledged it.
She's acknowledging, yeah. There's a lot of people that when you find out they're Nepo Baby, you're like, oh, okay, that's how they got there. But then there's some people who are like, oh, I think they would have maybe made it.
See, the thing is, with the industry anyway, right, there's a certain amount of chance involved anyway.
Yeah.
And a lot of it probably is just like getting seen or like people, like for these actors, right, the Nepo Baby actors.
It's the foot in the door.
It's the foot in the door. Also, a lot of them are probably already based out in Hollywood already.
Yeah.
They're based out in LA and, you know, they're going to acting classes. Their parents can recommend, workshops to do.
We're not beating around the bush. It's a million times easier for them to get going, I think. If you were to be a Nepo baby of a celebrity, which one would you like to be your Nepo parents?
I was thinking this, right? Would you want to have a really sexy dad?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I have a few in mind that I'd want to be my parents.
I'd be a bit conflicted. Imagine knowing you've a really sexy dad.
But I don't know where you're going sexy with.
Wait. So ask the question again.
I'm just saying, like, if you could pick a celebrity to be your Nepo parents, who would they be?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Out of anyone in the world?
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
Like, I want my Nepo dad to be Graham Norton.
Why?
Because I think he'd be sound.
I'd say you wouldn't see much of him. He's very busy.
Yeah, but that you wouldn't want him to be suffocating you either. But he'll give you good advice. And then he has a lot of different skills, so he'll be able to help me with my talk show. But then he's also an author.
So are we. I didn't need his help the
and
first time.
And also, I'm stuck between, for my mother.
Who?
What's her name? Who plays Emma Thompson? Or Adele?
I like the idea of Adele, like, you know, because didn't she write a song about the last child? Or didn't he feature in the album in some way?
Like,
I like the idea of featuring on my mum's album. Like, you know,
Blue,
likes
Ivy.
Of Blue. Like, she's
a huge Nepo baby, actually.
You know, huge, massive.
Nepo parents go.
I don't know. Like, I'm really conflicted because I'm like, would I love to have a pure, like, sexy dad?
Why do you keep saying that? That's so weird.
What do you mean, like?
Why would you want a sexy dad?
No, I'm just saying, no, like, all the examples I'm thinking of are all, like, pure, like, sexy actors, right? But I'm like, oh, I obviously wouldn't want my dad to be sexy. Imagine if all my friends are going, oh, your dad's pure sexy. And then I was going, oh, yeah, he kind of is.
I did feel sorry for friends who had MILFs in school.
Oh my God, they got the worst time. One of the lads in my school actually left because his mum was a MILF. He did need to change schools.
Poor Claudia.
He changed schools and his mum couldn't go. His mum couldn't go near the school because everyone used to be like, mum's a MILF, mum's a MILF. Because that was you know what? I think we kind of brush over. I don't know if it's the same nowadays for kids, but back in our day, back in our time in school, the thing was, right, well, gay was one of the things thrown around an awful lot.
Yeah.
But the other thing was your mam.
Your mam, yeah.
And like, you know,
sure, you know,
your mam's a MILF, your mam's a MILF.
Like Claudia and Marissa, their mam Veronica, she was a MILF. Like, well, still is arguably a MILF.
Well, GILF now, because Marissa has a baby.
Because Miss Marissa has a baby, she's a GILF now.
I don't know if I feel comfortable calling people GILFs on the podcast.
But basically, they used to get an awful doing, like just walking down Blarney Street being like, Marissa, your mam's a MILF. Like, literally out of nowhere, passing in the car.
But like, and the thing is, right, for this guy who went to our school whose mom was a MILF, he couldn't really deny it. Like, the worst he could say, like, he couldn't go, she's not,
like,
she's
what
not.
Are you supposed to say?
What do you say?
When your mom, if someone goes, your mom's a MILF, you can't go, nah, she's rotten, by.
I think he should have leaned into it and he should have been like, thanks. Or like, that's, you know what? I'm glad you think
and
that.
And she passed me on her jeans or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But like, we used to play this game in computers.
I'm worried.
In the computer class. And like, you know, it was like some fucking Call of Duty game type.
Okay.
Warfare type. Not my stick, but look.
When in Rome.
I conformed, right?
Yeah.
Look, I did it for most of my life. Anyway, I slotted in, right? And but literally people used to literally like just write your man's name and be like, so-and-so's mam's a MILF as their name. Or like, you know what I mean? Like, to the point where
but also as well, the tension that probably caused at home, because he probably was just like,
Stop being so sexy,
ma'am. Or like, she'd be getting dressed to drop him off at school and he'd be like, can you wear something, like, can you cover up?
And the worst is like, it was around the time as well, like, Stacey's mom came out, that song, and we all and just obviously just changed the name.
Yeah,
pretty simple.
So you just replaced,
we were pretty clever kids, you know. That was a bit of an easy one.
I feel like all the kids of our generation fucking hate. Is it Busted? No, who sung that?
Fountains of Wayne.
Oh Jesus. I would have never
it's
guessed.
It's a bit of a tune though.
Yeah, it is a tune.
Everyone thought it was Busted.
Anyway, girls.
We have to wrap it up.
Yeah.
If you are a Nepo baby, subscribe to the Patreon.
You might because you have a bit of money.
And also
support a local non-nippo baby.
Yeah, we're, look, at the end of the day, I know we were saying, oh, would we like to be nippo babies? I'm glad we're not. I'm glad that we paved our way in this industry. We kind of worked our way up doing our own thing.
I don't know. My dad could work a room. I think he kind of got me
yeah,
in
so could my mum and dad.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my mum, like the whole street loved her. Like she was already doing the PR for, she was laying the foundation.
Yeah. And as well, like they're very much involved in the pod, our mum. So in a way, like we're using them.
Yeah.
Are we kind of springboarding off them?
But we're not really.
We're not. No, we're not.
We're not. Are we? No, we're not.
So yeah, we've that to be thankful for.
What?
That we're not nipple babies.
Okay, yeah.
Look, you know, that's something we can be proud of.
I wouldn't have minded it. Like,
oh, you know what? We'd probably be further along in the career, would we?
I wouldn't mind going to the Met. I'd love to get dolled up for the Met Gala.
Yeah, I'd love to be dolled up.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and have a team.
Yeah, a glam squad.
A glam squad, yeah.
And I can put up a picture going, me and glam.
No, you know what? I'd love to have an... Oh, no, would I be jealous? I was going to say, would I love to have a nippo friend?
No, I'd be jealous.
Or would you? Because you can kind of reap the rewards and the benefits and kind of slot in and out.
And then still, like, get on your own
merit.
Yeah,
and do your own bit.
But there's also...
And then every time they, like, get one better, then you'll be like, oh, well, your dad's so-and-so.
But we can all...
And your dad's sexy.
I think we could do a whole other ep about...
No.
Nepo friends. Because
oh yeah,
like there's
so many
Nepo instances friends. Of you? People but there's so many instances of like celebrities friends but celebrities friends getting big because they're associated with them, you know.
Just say his name.
I was thinking more like, you know, Kylie Jenner's friends and stuff.
Those gang.
Yeah.
And wasn't there the one in the Kardashians?
Yeah, like they all get famous just because they hang around with
them. Anyway, girlies,
right.
Regardless of how you've earned your stripes in this world, we're proud.
I think after this, just text your parents and just go, how fucking dare you not be famous?
Yeah.
And make how dare you make my life harder?
Yeah, like ultimately it's your parents' fault that you're not doing as well as you could be. Also, I would say if you're trying to make your way as an artist and you're trying to, you know, establish a career for yourself.
Don't leave any money for your kids. They didn't earn it, you did.
I would also say, and like if you're struggling and if you're, you know, having a bit of difficulty with it, you can't really crack into the base. Reach out to us for some advice. We can lend you some advice. No, what I will say as well, and you know, you're seeing all these people get these opportunities around you.
Yeah.
Just, you know, take a second to acknowledge that, you know, maybe there's something else playing in their hands. They have some other cards that also they have a leg up.
If you look at someone and they are doing more better than you, and even if they're not a Nepo baby, just kind of convince yourself that they are, so then you feel better about yourself.
That's what I do. If I'm in the gym and I see someone who's like way stronger than me, and
we say they're on
steroids. Go, oh, they're on steroids, it's fine. And I'm like, I don't want to do steroids, so I'm a piece of this. Do you know what I mean?
So gaslight yourself.
Gaslight yourself, girls.
And that's bringing... Did we say gaslight? Was that this episode?
Gaslighting, girl bossing, and gatekeeping is in.
It's in, girls.
And nepo babying is out.
Illy.
Bye, girls.
Bye, girlies.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.